Hello, everybody. I am DJ Shockley. Thank you guys for joining me for Falcons film session. I got a couple plays from the Saints game I want to show you guys. Two good plays. Let's start off with the play by Mr. Adrian Claiborne, the sack he had up front. Now, this is a 3rd and 5 call. Adrian Claiborne's lined up right here. But what the Falcons are going to do is something they usually don't do a lot, but versus a guy like Drew Brees, they drop an extra guy in coverage, and they're only going to rush 3 defenders upfield. Now, because there's nowhere for him to go to football, he drops here, and you're going to have nowhere. All these guys are going to drop in a different zone, and you end up having nowhere to throw for the football. So at the ball snap, here's Grady Jarrett. He's already dropped into a zone area, and Drew Brees is already in the pocket. He wants to throw somewhere, but you see defensive back driving on it. Nowhere to go with the football there. As the play continues, you see this. Where's he going to go with the football? Covered. Nothing there. Nothing. 2 guys there. A guy underneath this guy. There's nobody for him to throw the football to, and you see Adrian Claiborne at the top, still working hard to get to the quarterback with only 3 guys rushing, nowhere to go to football. Drew Brees tried to go outside the pocket. Here comes Adrian Claiborne because of the pressure. Once again, he wants to get outside, and as soon as he starts to escape, still nobody open. Guys are attached to their receivers. That's what you call just completely just guarding guys for the entire time. You let your guys up front work, and a good job of Adrian Claiborne really, really going after it and getting after guys up front. So a great job by the Atlanta Falcons on the back end, which creates room and time for guys like Adrian Claiborne up front to get the sack. All right, we just saw a great defensive play. Let's talk about the offense for 1 point. Let's talk about the Sanu touchdown that happened in the ball game. Now, first off, one thing I want you guys to notice is they put Devontae Freeman out here for one reason, to see if it's man or zone. So the way you know is they bring a safety out of the middle of the field to cover Devontae. Now, if the safety comes out, Matt already knows I got man coverage. So as the play rolls, you see Devontae come back, and now you see the safety who hasn't, he's going back to the middle of the field, so Matt knows right now I have man coverage. But now what they end up doing is this guy ends up taking Devontae in man coverage, and they're going to blitz 6 guys up front. So they're going to blitz 1, 2, 3, 4, here's 5, and they're going to add this extra linebacker on. Now, the route concept happens like this. You got a bunch set right here, which allows only one guy to get pressure on this top of the bunch. This guy is going to double Julio Jones, who's running a shallow cross route. So as he doubles him, you have 2 guys going for Julio, and this outside guy is going to cover Justin Hardy, who comes out here on the point and runs what we call a pivot route. So the route concepts go like this. Cross here, you got the pivot route, and now because of leverage, because of the formation, you have great leverage for Sanu to run his inside post on this particular defensive back here. All right, so as the play gets started, I'll let you see how it unfolds. There's the extra blitzing linebacker, and now you see it unfold. 2 guys here. He takes this guy out of the way. Free is taking up this defender, thinking he's going to run and blitz. But now, because of this outside leverage, you have Sanu here, and look at all this room to throw the football that the Falcons have to create that space, and it's all because of alignment. And now you got a nice, easy touchdown for Sanu. Good play design. Everybody doing their part. They're going man coverage. The Falcons called him in a perfect coverage because they knew initially where Devontae Freeman was lined up, it was man coverage. Great job by everybody executing and Matt understanding what the coverage was. Thank you guys for joining me. I am DJ Shockley. This has been the Falcons film session. We'll see you next week.